Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. As I look around me this morning, all I see are stars, and in the eastern sky I can just see, I mean just begin to see, the sky lighting where the sun's going to be coming up. There's no red or yellow to it. It's sort of a tallow, just a light. Very, very light, bright color that comes up, but there's really not much in way of the sun coming up yet. But it's there. Lord willing, we're going to see another day. Another Saturday. This is Saturday, November 14th, 2009. Welcome to episode 28. It's good to have you along as always. It's good to know you're running with me this morning. Or in your case, it may be the afternoon, the evening. You may be sitting at a computer. You may be walking in your neighborhood right now. I don't know, what are you doing? You could be doing a lot of things. But at this point, I'm running with you, no matter what you're doing. And I just want to tell you that I'm glad to have you along with me. Appreciate you coming for the ride. As I look around, I also can see the stars. And there are no clouds. The moon is in one of those phases where it looks like a fingernail. Roughly 40% of it, maybe. At least if you were to mark an edge around it, 40% of that edge has a fingernail look. That's the way I describe it. The reflection is to, if you were to call the moon a clock, from 4 o'clock to about 10, 5 to 10 maybe, that section is lit up. And sort of eerie, but in a neat way, I can see the rest of it as well, but it's just the outline, faint outline. So I see the moon, and the moon sees me, as the old poem goes. It is 54 degrees. I've got on gloves this morning. And I can already tell you, I've been running for 8 or 9 minutes. The gloves are going to have to go. We are beginning to get just a little bit warm on our hands, but not too bad. We'll see. When I came out the door this morning, as I stood there waiting for the GPS unit to sync, I was able to see the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, Orion's Belt, and some other constellations as well. And the clarity of the sky is unusual because we've had rain since Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday was really the only day that we didn't get any significant rain, and it all come from Ida, the hurricane. Last episode we talked just a little bit about hurricanes. Sammy's house was devastated by one, and we talked about how that, at least where I grew up in the eastern part of the state, near 40 miles from the beach, we were impacted by hurricanes a lot. We Well, this one came in the Florida Panhandle through the Gulf. And initially they said it was going to turn east, skirt the top of Florida border, part of Georgia, Alabama, maybe South Carolina south would have some impact. But because of high pressure, we would not. And lo and behold, next thing I know, they're talking about 5 to 6 inches of rain, which is what we got here. Ends up that it came up and the turn was a lot lighter than usual, and it really, really drug its feet as it moved across the state. Living in the central part of North Carolina, we were on the western edge of the storm. So we picked up, I think in Greensboro, it was 5, 5.5 inches. But eastern part of the state where we were last week, we chose a good week to go on vacation because this week would have been totally useless. Whereas that area this week, they received 9, 10 inches of rain. But it rained every morning throughout most of the day. Sometimes it would lighten to a drizzle, but didn't quit for those days. And made for very difficult running. So, needless to say, we've only gotten 2 runs in this week, Sunday and today. They were both long runs. So that gave me, last week, between 25 and 26 miles. And this week, counting the long run, we will cover 20, maybe a hair over that. So that's not too bad. I have the ability, I know, just like you do, to get clothing that would allow me to run in cold, miserable rain. I mean rain, heavy rain. But I've never invested in that because of the fact that those times are so few and far between. But when I wake up at 5:30 or so and look out and it's pouring down rain and it's 48 degrees, which that was the case, kind of puts a little damper, so to speak, like it just on the mojo and the motivation to get out and go. So I did not go, but I knew it was going to clear up, and here we are. Now today they're calling for it to be in the 60s. Some reports that initially said it was going to be in the 70s. It is not the 70s today. It surely will be tomorrow. We had a lot of wind, and you may be getting a little bit of wind noise in the mic now. I apologize for that. I really don't know what to do about it. I use a windscreen. Most times it's not too bad. But a couple episodes back, 3 episodes I think, the day we, might have been when we were talking about the dogs, that's when I saw the hawk, I know that. Man, I was listening to the end of that and I thought, how can you guys stand it? But it was very short-lived. And today there's virtually no breeze. Excuse me, no wind. Just a light breeze when you're heading in certain directions. I gotta adjust this this microphone. I keep pulling the cord and to adjust it and find out it's actually the thing for my glasses. I'm pulling on the back of my head these cords and not the mic. But I think that's got it. This morning, rather than running the cord through my shirt, I ran it. Mic is clipped on my left part of my cap, and I ran the cord over my left shoulder, through the back of the cap, over my left shoulder, under my right arm, and to the recorder, which is in my utility belt, or my running belt, whatever you want to call it. and so that makes for a little different setup. Sometimes that cord, occasionally it will rub me, like my left nipple, and it can chafe that. So today I thought, well, we'll give it a different try. So I hope it's working out all right. Seems to be. As you know, the long run is so important, particularly for longer races, such as the half and the marathon. And leading up to the half, I was running hour and a half 1 week, hour and 45 minutes the next, 1 hour, 2 hours the third week, and then I would cut it down to basically the long run would be an hour. And during the tapering weeks, not tapering, but the rest weeks, my miles would go from, I think we got up to 37. We got up above 30 a couple times preparing for the half. But on the off weeks, I would drop the miles back to about 15 by trimming the half in half, or excuse me, the full long run in half. And then I cut back on the other two runs as well, moving them from about 70 minutes to 40, 45 minutes, 50 maybe at the most. Well, I've been thinking about moving up the long run, hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours. And so far, I have chosen to keep it at an hour and a half, roughly. Maybe 92, 93 minutes, if that long. I don't want to tell you the dogs are out today, but they're all behind chain link fences, so that's good. This is a Rottweiler that barks every time I come by, but he soon quiets down because he's seen me so much. I'm still running 90, 92, 93 minutes, trying to get in 10 miles for the long run. And instead of jacking that back up right now, I think I'm going to leave that where it is. And beginning, it's actually later in the first week of December, or maybe the second week, 8th or 9th, something like that, is when we'll begin training for the marathon. At that point, I will begin moving the long run slowly back up, and that will give us a good time to build, because I feel like right now I'm still resting, even though the half is behind me and I've completely, totally recovered from that. I'm still resting from that. So we're going to hold it about 92, 93 minutes, 10 miles, whichever comes first. Today, next week, and maybe by the first weekend of December, we'll begin moving up to an hour and 45 minutes. So I think that's what we'll do. How's your running going? Hope it's going well. I do want to include some audio, if I can get it to do right, a little bit later in the show, from Stephen. Stephen is one of the listeners who has begun a devotional, inspirational, encouraging type of podcast. He begins each podcast with a motivational, devotional thought. And I want to say it's the Devoted Runner. Honestly, Stephen, I didn't check that before I left the house. I've listened, but it was several days ago. And I want to make sure that I'm able to get a little bit of audio in on that. And encourage you to check out Stephen's website, his podcast, blog. And there will be a link in the show notes for that. So go to the show notes and you will see where I've listed a link to his podcast. And why don't we go ahead and play a little bit of that right now?
Hi there, I am Stephen, the devoted runner, and this is episode one. Welcome to episode one of my podcast. I know what you're thinking. Didn't I just listen to one the other day? Well, I labeled that episode zero. It was just kind of an introductory podcast. This is episode one. Welcome to episode one of The Devoted Runner. I have decided to change things up slightly. I know that I said last time in my introductory podcast that my format was going to be a 5 to 10 minute podcast, perfect for your warm-ups with a little devotional thought. I'm going to stick to that. I'm still going to have a devotional thought. But I did decide to go ahead and extend things out and really let you know a little bit about myself and who I am, my training, and what's going on in my life. Let me tell you why. I really decided that to keep to myself really wasn't a good decision for me. We're a family. We really are. A running family. And families just, they help each other out. Just the other day,
if you're like Stephen, maybe there's something, some angle you have that you want to share in your running. And at this point, you're looking for an expressive way to do that. I want to encourage you to do like he's done. Begin your own podcast. As I mentioned last week or a couple weeks ago, I'll be sharing some very basic information about how to do that. And of course, you can go on the web and we'll try to get information to you about that as well. But I would encourage you to begin yours. It's really not that hard. As far as equipment, you need a basic recorder. It needs to be something small that you can comfortably carry or put in an armband or put in your pouch. If you carry a wear a utility type athletic belt where you can put things in, you can do that. And a good microphone. And if you got that and you can record, it needs to be able to be connected either wirelessly or through Firefly or something like that to your computer. Mine connects through the USB. The program comes up that came with the recorder, and I can pick and choose what I want to save and how I want to save it, the format. Of course, you got to convert it to MP3 before you can publish it, but if you can afford a recorder and a microphone, the recorder will run you in the neighborhood of $50 or $60, at least the one like I use. Microphone about that much. You can download free software editor, where you can save your material. Audacity is a good one. You can get that on there without much of a problem at all. So I think I'll just take a few minutes and walk through that. And if you are not interested in knowing how to produce a podcast, well, come back a little later. I don't know how to tell you when, but, and if you are interested, I think I can share some basic information. Again, this is basic, but how you can get one up and running. Now, if you are not planning on producing a podcast, maybe you'll find it a little bit interesting, at least from my perspective, how I'll go about getting the show together each week. begins with, as I said, the recorder and the microphone. And the recorder that I use, and I will actually put a link to where Sony's website where I got it. I can't remember the model number, but the recorder that I use is just a small digital recorder. It's about size of, if you were to lay out four traditional shaped sticks of gum together, end to end, and lay them flat out, it's about that size, maybe a little bit smaller in area, just a little bit thicker, a little bit smaller, probably 5 inches long, maybe an inch wide, 3/4 of an inch deep. All the buttons are on the front. Basically, you have record and play, rewind, fast forward. You have a readout, of course. And then on the top, you'll have a place for either audio input or audio output, vis-a-vis a mic or headphones. So you plug in your mic. Where is this plug in the mic? And of course you flip the thing on and you're good to go. Now, this is very important. You need to have a recorder that you can use with your computer. You need to have a USB outlet that you can connect either wirelessly or through a USB cord like a Firefly, which is what mine is, so that after you've recorded your material, you plug it into the computer, and just like a lot of other applications, you download it into the computer. The recorder that I use came with some digital software. I wouldn't really call it editing software, but it is software that I can use to get the information off the recorder onto the computer. And that program is very simple. It came with a small CD. So when I'm done recording, and I've got 5 or 6 tracks, depending on how I've done it, I hook that up to the computer, and it automatically reads the recorder, opens the program, and voila, it lists the tracks, you know, track 1, track 2, etc. and gives me the length of each one. And then it has a small player that I can play them if I've forgotten something I recorded I was going to use, or just to hear what I recorded, make sure I have it properly identified. And then you take that track and you save it. For me, I put it in a folder for the 20-Minute Runner podcast. And I label them Clip 1 Show 28, for instance, which would be what I recorded the very first thing today. And when I save that, it's not in a format that I can use in the program. It's not an MP3. So what I do is convert it as a WAV file, save it, Clip 1 Show 28, save it in that file, and when I hit save, I'll save as, in my case, a WAV file. And I can't remember the extension for what the Sony recorder uses, but it very easily does that. And so then, when I save it, save my material, I usually do one track at a time, and apply it as I go. Let me back up a step. You'll need 2 types of software. First one is the one for the recorder, and the second one is the actual serious editing software, which is different. I would recommend, at least what I use, is Audacity. Spelled just like it sounds. And Audacity is free, very simple to load, very simple to use. So when I get all of the clips loaded into the computer, at that point, I open Audacity, I have a template with the opening music and dialogue. I'll save that under a file called Begin All Episodes. Wow, isn't that intelligent? In other words, that's what I open the template I use for every episode. And of course, I've altered that a little bit, the ending especially, through the months. I tweak it occasionally, but it doesn't change a whole lot because you want people to be able to recognize your music and your opening dialogue. It's kind of like an old friend when I listen to Run Digger Run or even Fidipidations. I can recognize things about that show that give it its characteristics and its personality. And so, open Audacity, go to the internet, look for it, download it. And then, through that program, without going into all the technicalities, you go to Generate, and you import. Click on File 1, Episode 28. And it brings it into that program in a way that, and see, I don't even know what you call the view, but it almost looks like the analog radio signals. You can see the highs and the lows of it. And once you get it there, you can take and manipulate the way you want. For instance, in the case I'm using as an example, I would take this clip from this episode today, and I would place it at the end of the opening dialogue that's in that template, or the opening music. You get the point, the opening. And you can fade in, you can fade out. Very simple ways to do that. You can increase the gain either by a lever, or you can actually take and go to a different mode and pull the wave pattern out wider, and that gives it more gain as well. Sometimes the gain, it goes every 3 decibels or whatever. Sometimes if I move it too much, it's too loud, so you can do it the other way. So anyway, you take and once you get that going, then you just download each segment onto the next end of the following, or excuse me, the previous segment. Fade in and out however you want. You can work with your transitions, things of that nature. And before you know it, you've got so many minutes of a program that you can use. One of the things that you will need to do for Audacity and some other programs as far as that goes, is that before you can actually convert it into an MP3, you need a LAM converter, or is it LAME? Anyway, you can find it on the internet, and you will go and you'll load that on your computer. And basically, in Audacity, when you're through with the program, you got everything the way you want, you have to export it as an MP3 so that you'll have the MP3 that you can upload to iTunes and the RSS feed. So you put the, again, I think it's LAM, maybe it's LAME, I think it's LAME. You have to have that particular patch or whatever on your computer. And when you're through with that episode and you click export as MP3, it will ask you where that's located just one time. And if you put it on your desktop, you find it, click on it, and it will convert it into an MP3. On my computer, that takes about 20 minutes, usually. And then after it's exported as an MP3, I've got it where it will save in the 20-minute runner podcast file, along with the clips. And like this episode will be entitled episode 28, episode 28, final MP3. And that MP3 is what is used as the basis for the show. You have to have an MP3 in order to upload. It has to be a finished product. So that's not too bad. And of course, other things that I really won't get into but just touch on very, very briefly. You want to make sure you get an account with iTunes, which is free, and they give you an RSS feed, walk you through that. Or an easier thing for me was to go to Podbean, podbean.com, and upload their download, their program, and sign up. And you can actually use their service for free. They will host your podcast for free, but and let, you know, if you're going to go over 15 minutes four times a month, you need to pay a little bit. It's about $100 for more than you probably will ever need for the whole year. But if you get them to host it, go to Podbean, they will walk you through what information is needed by iTunes. You fill in the blanks, basically. They'll give you an RSS feed, give you all that information so that you're good to go. And then you just work everything through Podbean. And so basically each week when I'm finished with it, I export it as an MP3, go to Podbean, publish a new episode, give it the title, taglines, and search for that MP3 on my computer, and it will detect how long it is. So that tells me that, yeah, I've got it all, or I've got a problem. Instead of 45 minutes and 30 seconds, it's 40 minutes and 12 seconds. Then I know there's a problem with the MP3. I need to go back and work that. I've never had that problem. I've never had that problem, but you might. And so when you go to Podbean, you begin to publish a new episode, you bring that MP3 in, and you go in, you type in your show notes and your live links. And I'm sure you've done that before if you do a blog at all. And then when you're ready, you can save. You can save and edit it, or you can publish it. And it'll give you a page on Podbean, as well as you can have it somewhere else. Now for me, when I publish, I do have a Podbean page. And if you go to the left side of the 20minuterunner.blogspot.com, look down the left, you'll see where I've listed the 20 Minute Runner Podbean homepage. Click on that and you'll see. One of the things which I do like about that is the fact that the player for each episode is within the episode, not all at the top. Of course, I'd rather you subscribe anyway, rather than simply hitting the player, but really whatever works for you. And so, when I've finished with the Podbean page, I go to the page for Blogger, and basically, using HTML, convert everything from the 20 Minute Runner Podbean page to the 20 Minute Runner Blogspot page. They're almost mirror images. Set the players at the top, as I mentioned, on Blogger. And the Blogger has a lot more applications, which I use. Monthly survey, the weather, things like that. And so that's how you do it. I will say this, that if you're going to have a very big MP3, you can use Fila, F-I-L-A, which is a file managing system that basically you upload through that rather than directly to the Podbean website. But I found that even with, you know, 40 megabytes, 45 megabytes, I can upload directly through Podbean and I have no problems. So you want to know how to do it, go to Podbean, go to Audacity, and read the material at Podbean, the FAQ, and how to get started, and it will answer a lot of your questions. And before you know it, you got it going. And I want to tell you something. It's pretty exciting to go to your computer and go to your account, Podbean in my case, and realize after that first week that, wow, I had people from all over the world, literally, who are listening to the show. People I don't even know. And then you begin to get emails from people. And there's so much I could tell you, but I don't want to bore you with it. But you want to set up an email account, probably Gmail, link that to your blogger or Podbean page. Then you'll begin getting emails from listeners, which I enjoy as much as anything I know of. And so you're up and running, and there's nothing like that feeling of knowing that people are actually listening to something you created, and they are gaining motivation from it, gaining encouragement from it. And ultimately, that's what it's all about. As I've said many times, if I don't have feedback from you, then what is the point? I need feedback from you, and I'm getting that. We did cross somewhat of a threshold this past week in subscribers. I'll never discuss numbers, but we did hit a very clear threshold, a place we had never reached with number of subscribers, and I want to say thank you for that. Thank you for that bump, and I hope that others will listen as well. And then I want to close this part of the episode by telling you a couple places you want to be aware of. I won't go into the technical things, but Creative Commons licensed music. There's some good music suitable for a podcast out there, and some places you probably want to visit. Number one place to me would be Music Alley. I think it's musicalley.com. Lots of free music there for you to download and use, as long as you give credit in your show notes. And I'll be mentioned that some of your music comes from there on each podcast, which I do at the closing dialogue, which is in the template every week. Also, Jamendo.com, if you're into more of a international type music especially. There's some suitable music there you can use. Same idea. And then a place where you actually buy an album and can use it, but it's inexpensive. Magnatune.com has some very good music. It's not totally free, but it's almost free. You might want to consider that. So I choose my music from there, those sources, so that I can use it without any charge. And of course, sound effects, transitional pieces, Looney Tune effects, all of that you can find various places throughout the web. And again, if required, you want to put in your show notes where you got that and put a link to it. But you don't have to mention on the show every time, well, this particular song was from whatever. No, that would take too much trouble. So, I hope that helps you. If you have any questions about how to do a podcast, if you want to email me, go to the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to correspond with you directly. But I thought I would just share today about how you go about doing that, and I hope that's helpful. Another issue relative to the editing is you can edit out any noises, blank spaces, things you said that you don't want in the final material. You can easily cut that out, delete it. For me, I don't have a lot of I don't have a lot of those, but the ones I've got I can cut out. I used to have a lot of these. Those. And while I leave in a couple to make it real, a lot of times I'll take out 10 of those. Because you don't want to hear me snorting snot. But you can do that with the editing software. And then about the podcasting in general, just want to remind you, take the ideas I've shared and tinker with the... choose to go with Audacity, tinker with that. Remember, your final show will not be released until you're ready for it to be released. And even if you convert it to an MP3, you can always delete it, do some more editing, convert again. Although, by that time, you pretty much want to have it the way you're going to be satisfied with. Once you put it out there, a little harder to retract it. You can do it. The first two episodes I did, I inadvertently left out some audio. I went back probably 2 months later. I think if you go to the blog page, you'll see that episode one, I believe it was 1 and 2. I went back later, finished editing that properly, exported another MP3, swapped them out. Nobody ever knew. One of them was an audio quality issue, which I will say this, you don't want to be saving it one format, then another, converting it back to whatever. No, you want to do as few conversions as possible, because I found out the hard way, quality of the audio does degrade if you do that. Save it as a WAV file, then export it. Do all your editing in WAV format. Seems to work best. Alright, that's enough of that. Thank you for remembering Sammy, your prayers, your thoughts. I did go by to see him last weekend, Sunday. He's doing well. I'm going to call him today, which is Saturday. Check on him. I know he's home, has been several days, and will not be able to lift or anything like that for 3 or 4 weeks. But he's doing well. So I did want to give you an update on that. We'll be back in a minute as we close out this run. And we'll be back. We've got less than 0.2 miles left in this run. And I'm feeling good. I felt better the last, 20 minutes. Ran out 47 minutes, I think, and then turned around. Was late getting water. That's okay. Did get water about an hour into it, but it's not that warm today. Never did lose my gloves. They feel comfortable. Sun's up pretty good right now. Clear sky. Little bit of high drifting clouds. Not many. It's going to be another beautiful day. In the 60s. Maybe around 70. I'm going to turn around for the last push. Someone did say to me recently, a listener, that what's so neat about the podcast is that it's like a diary, and I never thought of it that way, but that's true, because not only do I cover running, I cover other issues as well, and it'll be neat later to come back and Odie's waiting for me. We're going to walk. But it is like a diary. We're going to stop. It is like a diary. And it'll be really neat later to go back and listen. One thing I'd like to do is take each podcast and put it on a CD. Just for posterity. Although I know it's out there on the web. Lord willing, it should continue to be. But it'd be really neat years from now to go back and listen to those particular episodes. So, we ran 1 hour 33 minutes 5 seconds. Covered 10.07 miles. Average pace is 9:14, so that's not bad for 10 miles. As I think about that, it'll be neat to go back later and perhaps listen to those, and maybe you need to think about that even if you're not doing a podcast. Get your recorder, even if you hold it in your hand, and I've done that some. And as you run, record your thoughts. Later on, you can always hopefully save that to a CD or whatever, and it'll be something you pass on to your children and your children's children. All right, it's been good having you with me today. I'm gonna get on in here and get Odie. I'm gonna walk him, he's looking forward to that. And I will see you in 7 or 8 days. please send me an email at the20minuterunner@gmail.com. Check out the blog as well. Hey, Tigger, come here. And we'll look to talk to you in 7 or 8 days. Have a good week, everybody, and we will talk to you later. See you then. Bye-bye. Thank you for running with me today. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. There's a lot of information there, other items that I think will enhance your listening to this podcast. Also, while you're there, sign up for the podcast with iTunes or send me an email. I encourage you to send me your questions, comments about things we've discussed in this episode, as well as information about your most recent race. If you want to include a photograph and some type of audio file, we'll be glad to share that as well in an upcoming episode. All of the music that we use in this podcast is used under a Creative Commons license and comes from sources such as musicalley.com, jamendo.com, and other places. You can find information about this episode in the show notes at the blog. Again, I appreciate you being with me today. It's been good to have you along for this run. I'll look to talk to you again in 7 or 8 days. Hope to hear from you before then. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.